The next time I saw him, I was 3 years older. I was on my way to the mall, driving my father's Buick, when I spotted Morelli standing in front of Giovicchini's meat market. I gunned the big V8 engine, jumped the curb, and clipped Morelli from behind, bouncing him off the front right fender. I stopped the car and got out to assess the damage. Anything broken? He was sprawled on the pavement, looking at my skirt. My leg. Good, I said. Then I turned on my heel, got into the Buick, and drove to the mall. I attribute the incident to temporary insanity, and in my own defense, I'd like to say I haven't run over anyone since. During winter months, wind ripped up Hamilton Avenue, whining past plate glass windows, banking trash against curbs and storefronts. During summer months, the air sat still and gauzy, leaden with humidity, saturated with hydrocarbons. It shimmered over hot cement and melted road tar. Cicadas buzzed, dumpsters reeked, and a dusty haze hung in perpetuity over softball fields statewide. I figured it was all part of the great adventure of living in New Jersey. This afternoon, I decided to ignore the August buildup of ozone catching me in the back of my throat and go, convertible top down, in my Mazda Miata. The air conditioner was blasting flat out. I was singing along with Paul Simon. My shoulder-length brown hair was whipping around my face in a frenzy of frizz and snarls. My ever-vigilant blue eyes were coolly hidden behind my Oakleys, and my foot rested heavy on the gas pedal. It was Sunday, and I had a date with a pot roast at my parents' house. I stopped for a light and checked my rearview mirror, swearing when I saw Lenny Gruber 2 car lengths back in a tan sedan. I thunked my forehead on the steering wheel. Damn! I'd gone to high school with Gruber. He was a maggot then, and he was a maggot now. Unfortunately, he was a maggot with a just cause. I was behind on my Miata payments, and Gruber worked for the repo company. 6 months ago, when I'd bought the car, I'd been looking good, with a nice apartment and season tickets to the Rangers. And then, bam, I got laid off. No money, no more A1 credit rating. I rechecked the mirror, set my teeth, and yanked up the emergency brake. Lenny was like smoke. When you tried to grab him, he evaporated. So I wasn't about to waste this one last opportunity to bargain. I hauled myself out of my car, apologized to the man caught between us, and stalked back to Gruber.